Available now at www.nova.co.zm. 250 Quetta at the gate. Only if not sold out online. Gates open at 12 p.m. sharp. Septoberfest 2025. Summer dreams. One day, one dream, one unforgettable escape. Don't just hear about it.
Spokesperson Sean Temple says leadership wrangles within Patriotic Front affecting the alliance. Opani Copper Mines to issue comprehensive statement on alleged pollution at Kankoro Township of Mufulira District. In international news, Vice President Macha's trial sparks fear over fragile peace deal. While in sports news, UCI Cycling World Championships President eyes Rwanda as cycling next global hub.
FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekina Sakala. Tamsi Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says as long as the Patriotic Front, PF, does not go for convention to elect new leadership, the points of departure or wrangles within the Tamsi Alliance will continue. Speaking when he featured on the political podcast on Power FM, Mr. Tembo clarified that the Tamsi Alliance is intact despite personal conflicts involving himself and the two Patriotic Front, PF, top officials, Acting Party President Given Luvinda and Rafael Nakachinda, Party Secretary General. Mr. Tembo further clarified that misunderstandings among the trio are not institutional and will not affect the existence of the coalition. Meanwhile, it disclosed that the alliance will next week hold a meeting for council presidents, which will discuss, among other pertinent issues, the roadmap towards the 2026 general election and planning of the Tonsi Alliance General Conference, where flag bearers for the next year's polls will be elected.
You asked a very pertinent question, Mr. The answer is definitely yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you look at terms in the Council of Leaders, in the Council of Leaders, there are a number of officials who represent the Patriotic Front.
Mm.
And they include Honorable Mungu Piri, Honorable Davis Miller, Honorable Brian Mundavire, Honorable Mtoto Kafaya, you know. In addition to Honorable Rafael Nakachinda and Honorable Gideon.
Yeah.
And when we have meetings of the Tamsi Alliance, there is the 100% unity and agreement on almost all issues with regard to the other members of the Tamsi Alliance Council of Leaders. So the challenge and the apparent conflict is only applicable with regard to our two brothers, that is Honorable Bonagachinda and Honorable Gideon.
Mopani Copper Mines Public Relations Manager Nerbit Mulenga has disclosed that the mine will issue a comprehensive statement on the alleged pollution of the mine that is causing in Kankoyo Township in Mufulira District. This follows the concerns raised by the Area Member of Parliament Hudson Mabeta on sulfur dioxide emissions often discharged into Mufulira Stream that passes through Kankoyo Township. But mine expert Charles Mulila has called on the government and other relevant authorities to conduct an urgent introspection into the reports of pollution. Speaking to the media, Mr. Mulila highlighted the need to put up another method of ensuring effluent does not go to domestic water supply. He further disclosed that the Mufulira stream in question is a tributary of the Kafue River, noting that continued pollution into the stream will lead to severe effects. Mr. Mulila argued that the polluter must be held accountable and given the gravity of the matter and its far-reaching effects on both human life and the environment. Within a separate development, the Department of Wildlife and National Parks, DWNP, says more human lives were lost last year due to human-elephant conflict in Livingston compared to previous years. According to the statistics, 13 lives were lost last year, while 5 so far have been recorded this year. Speaking at a human-wildlife conflict meeting in Livingston, South Region Senior Warden Wilfred Monga explained that the most of the deaths happened at night when elephants are active, when people are walking home from drinking places. He added that the department is also working with the Zambia police to sensitize communities and to discourage late-night wandering. Mr. Monga urged residents to not chase or get too close to the animals, warning that this only provokes them. He appealed for cooperation between community members and wildlife officers to promote harmony and coexistence.
Last year, we had the highest report of people that have been killed by elephants, and we had a total of 18 that were killed and 4 that were just injured. I must also mention that most of all deaths that we reported were totally avoided. I personally think no one should die of a elephant because these elephants are very calm, and we have seen that most of the people that we lost last year were having from 23 in the night, we know that there were one elephant died falling in the garden. So you can call us anytime. Of course, we might have challenges sometimes in terms of how we know for example we don't have transport, but we have people that are always on standby.
Speaking at the same meeting, Dambwa Central Ward Councillor Porsi Chikwenkwe highlighted the impact of the conflict, stating that residents in his ward are unable to sleep because elephants frequently pass through. He attributed the situation to encroachment of the traditional elephant corridors for human resettlement and has since called for more sensitization, rather, on safety behavior.
Come through and sensitize the community. You find that around 01, 02, the younger ones from the Minnesota, whatever it is, they have started pushing the animals, escorting them, and then calling the fossils of them, which is very, very unfortunate. So they are injured. Someone in life, I've never seen that happen to me as very uncomfortable. So please, come to it, so that you address the people there.
In entertainment news, the Italian embassy will hold the grand finale of Move On Moda 2025 on the 27th of September, a fashion show where 5 young Zambian fashion designers will unveil their upcycled capsule collections. This groundbreaking collaboration between Italy and Zambia is reshaping the way people think about waste and sustainability. The project goes beyond fashion, focusing on recycling and upcycling second-hand clothing, an approach that not only reduces waste, but also nurtures local talent. Speaking within an interview with Parafem, Italian Ambassador to Zambia and Malawi, His Excellency Enrico De Agostini explained that by collecting and creatively repurposing discarded clothing, the initiative is giving new life to materials that would otherwise end up in landfills. He added that this innovative approach aligns with the Italian embassy's Waste No Waste campaign, which stresses the importance of solid waste management and finding creative ways to reuse and recycle. Ambassador Agostini emphasized that through this collaboration, young Zambian designers are being mentored and empowered to create stylish, wearable clothing from recycled materials, demonstrating the potential of sustainable fashion while highlighting the importance